Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Busy day at Nats Park for Mike Rizzo and the Nats as they hosted a doubleheader against the Tigers. Let's figure out how they did for those people that weren't watching or weren't paying attention. Let's get into the junk sports page.
Sports page brought to you by my good friends over at the all-new Malloy Chevrolet in Alexandria. Check them out when you walk in. Ask for Josh Cochran. He's the GM. Tell him I sent you in. That game was canceled on Wednesday, so I had the day-nighter. First game didn't go too well.
I mean, I was listening to Charlie and Dave for the first game, and this is as I was just driving through mind-bending traffic on the Beltway, trying to get from the O-Town to MGM, because I had to go back and pick up my kid and bring him.
Right.
So then I had to do Death March on the Beltway, and of course there's traffic.
Of course.
It's starting to be rush hour, and you have July 4th getaway traffic.
Yep.
It just mixed into a big melting pot of just backups and sadness on the Beltway. So I was listening to Charlie and Dave, and they're like,
more sadness.
It's 10-0 Tigers in like the third inning or fourth inning, I believe.
Yeah, it wasn't the best day for the...
it was a rough start in the first
game. The Tigers are very good.
Tigers have the best record in the American League, and they might have the... maybe they're tied with the Dodgers for best record overall. I'd have to go back and look. So they're 54-32. I don't know.
I think the Dodgers have 55 wins.
So the Dodgers beat the White Sox last night. We'll get to that. But yeah. All right. So they're a game better. But Detroit is really, really good. And Riley Green is just a beast. Beast mode.
I'm actually glad that people in Detroit have some decent sports teams to root for at this point. Because look, they have to live in Detroit, which we know sucks. Mm-hmm. So, and they've had to root for the Lions forever. So the Tigers are actually good, and the Lions were decent, actually better than decent, until the Commanders went and gave them the beatdown in the playoffs.
Right.
And they were really good.
Yeah, and now they're going to have a postseason with the Tigers.
Yep.
But I actually drove by Dave Jagler yesterday when I was leaving the hotel.
Okay.
At 10:10.
He was on his way to work.
He was on his way to work.
Yep.
He had a suitcase and a backpack, and he was walking across, half street or whatever. Yep. And I was pulling out and making a right and going home. And he was on his phone. And I was going to say what's up to him, but I didn't. But yeah, he was walking in Nats Park.
Well, I mean,
going to work at 10:10.
You're going to distract him as he's walking through like a crosswalk, trying to get from one side of the
street. I was going to say what's
M
up.
Street to
I was
going to
say what's up, Dave, but I did not. I thought better of it.
You kept it in your pants. Good for you.
I did. I kept it in the pants.
Does Cakes know that Michigan is probably really awesome in the summertime? It's not like doom and gloom 24/7. Everyone.
He's
lives
only
in
been to Detroit
asshole.
One time and it sucked. But he's never been anywhere else.
And of course, he went to a casino while we were there.
Yeah, went to Greek Town.
I mean, people love Michigan.
They do?
Of course.
I've been to Ann Arbor. It was awesome.
Look, if not for 6 weeks in the summer, it's nice by the Great Lakes in Michigan.
You think the fall? Fine. You think the fall isn't silly? Summer here sucks, Cakes. It's hot as balls.
Yeah. I'm well aware that the the humidity and the weather here stinks.
Yeah.
Well, you said they have to pour them. Good for they have to live in Detroit. I've never even been to Detroit, and I just always hear about people loving Michigan. So many lakes.
Okay. Now. Oh, it's Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Right. You have to call
you
in
struck a nerve.
And tell me how great it is to live in Michigan.
Cakes, is you're in cahoots with Sophie Cunningham, the WNBA star who blasted the new cities that are going to have WNBA teams.
Well, she needs
teams.
To pump the brakes mm-hmm. because, first of all, she's in Indiana. Okay, yeah. I've been to Indiana. It ain't great.
Right.
Okay.
You hate Indiana and
no,
Michigan?
I don't hate it. I'm just saying I've been there and...
What's better, Michigan or Indiana?
I'd say they're very close. I'd say
he's been to Indianapolis one time.
Wait
he's been
a second.
To Detroit one
have
time.
You been to Michigan or have you only been to Detroit?
Let's see.
He's only been to Detroit. He hasn't been.
Pretty
to,
sure I've only been to Detroit.
Yeah. He hasn't been
and in
the
Detroit.
Hold on. Why else would I go to Michigan? No. What else? Unless I had family there, what's going to draw me to Michigan?
Well, maybe if you went up to a game, like you went to Ann Arbor to see the Michigan Wolverines or whatever.
I would never do that.
Maybe you would say, you know what? That was a really cool town.
CK's yeah. wedding was in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
I drove there.
Okay.
What time of the year was it? Was that a fall wedding?
It wasn't during football season.
Oh, okay. So maybe spring?
I can't remember.
All right, so 800-636-1067. Do you agree with Drabby or do you agree with Cakes?
That love Michigan. It's so great. There's a huge migration of people to Michigan. They can't.
Well, you're
going to
get people who, you know, this is a transient town, so
I know.
People who
you're
are from
get
Michigan.
People who've lived there the whole life.
I saw a billion Tiger fans yesterday walking around.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
Are you pro or against Michigan? You know what? That'll be the poll of the day.
Yes,
Chunky's poll today brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. So the poll of the day will be,
hold on.
Is Michigan
silly?
A good state?
Is Michigan
silly?
No. Yay
is Michigan silly? Okay.
Yeah, is Michigan silly?
Yeah, with a bunch of L's in the silly for emphasis. Like four L's at least.
All right. Put it up right now.
This is the first time I've ever heard a Drab T-shirt stump for a state that's not in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I can understand what he's saying. I've just noticed over the years you take these little pot shots at Detroit, and I never really understood it. I mean, I wouldn't want to live in probably... parts of Detroit,
yeah.
But there's also parts of D.C. that I wouldn't want to live.
Sure.
Or this or the area around
look,
here.
I'm sure there are pockets of Detroit that are nice, that have been redeveloped, that are a fun place to live if you're a yuppie that's living in the Midwest.
Again, though, you just went to dive casino.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tourist trap.
We were also in Detroit in February. It was 3 degrees.
Yeah, understood.
All right. So
I can't believe it's a little quip about Detroit as mushroom clouded into this. But here we are.
I think Drab's point is if you saw other parts of the state at a different time of the year, you might like it.
Maybe you're right. You know what? Give me a rent me a lake house somewhere in Michigan during the summer and change my mind.
What are your top five states, Cakes?
Oh, my top five.
I know you really like California.
One. This is easy.
California's one.
Well, Maryland, South Carolina.
Maryland won.
Okay.
Because I live there, and I've lived there my whole life. So that, I mean, I'm biased.
Yeah, Maryland pride.
Cakes has Maryland pride. Put me up on the Jumbotron at CQ Field. Maryland won. South Carolina, too. Beautiful.
South Carolina's over California because You've trumpeted California a lot. Just did a vacation in California.
I love the California weather, but it's too expensive. It would be too far away from my kids.
Yeah.
But it might make the top five. So Maryland, South Carolina, what else?
What about
top five places?
Yeah.
Like factoring where your kids live. I'm saying top five states you've been to.
Oh, that I've been to. Now we're really,
No, doesn't necessarily have to go there. I want to hear his rationale. I want to see how Cakes' brain works.
Maryland, South Carolina, even though I've never been to this place, I have to put it in the top five. Hawaii looks amazing and beautiful. Like, how could you have a bad time in Hawaii? So that gets a spot. Now I have two left. California definitely gets slotted in.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What state gets the vaunted fifth on the list of five?
Florida? North Carolina? North Carolina, South Carolina are pretty much the same.
Yeah, I can combo them. North and South Carolina.
Right, the Carolinas.
The Carolinas, yeah. Yes. We'll count them. Let's see. It's the last state.
You know what people do who move to Hawaii?
They want to just move back?
They move back home.
Okay. I don't know that nugget. I'm just talking about
the beach fantasy only lasts so long. Okay, after a while, you get bored.
Right, volcanoes.
You miss the mainland. Yeah. It's butt poor there.
Right. Okay.
Bumpy roads.
Again, I've never been.
So many potholes.
How do I know all the pitfalls of Hawaii if I've never been on the island?
Right. That's why you can't have it as one of your top five states if you've never been there.
I think it's my list. I can put it on the list.
All right.
He's very anti-Michigan. That's the big deal. So you can vote at Junks Radio. I think we have a couple calls.
All right, let's go to Mary Ellen calling in from Jason's Hood, Ashburn.
What's up, Mary Ellen? What's up?
Hey, kids. Hey, Cakes, always bet against Cakes. Totally wrong on this one. And guess what, Cakes? I realize you're a coastal snob. You're an east-west coast. Everything's on the east coast or the west coast.
Might be something to that. She may have hit on something.
Freaking awesome.
You know what I don't love? Hey, Mary Ellen, you know what I don't love? Flyover states.
That's right.
Michigan is a flyover state.
Well, you know what? You fly over Colorado. That's where I was born.
Well, I might put Colorado on the list. I've heard good things.
Seriously, Michigan is awesome. In the summertime, like Drab said, the fall, I mean, that's like a dream place to go. Traverse City, Upper Peninsula. I mean, the dead of winter, no, that's... horror show, but no, it's gorgeous.
So Traverse
thank
City,
you, Mary Ellen.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
I've been to Traverse City.
Traverse City is your big calling card.
Well, it's just a town on one of the lakes. It's
okay.
There's not a lot of places in this big, beautiful country that are silly 12 months, 365.
Silly. You know? Understood.
There's just not a lot of them. Hmm. So, yeah, it sucks in the wintertime there.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Paul. He's calling from Leesburg. Paul, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Good morning.
You know, Michigan is definitely underrated. You are, just like what she said, 100% a huge Mid-Atlantic snob. And over the years, all you do is dump on the Midwest. Just like you said, you call it flyover states. Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. There's a reason why... people who are from those states absolutely love them, and it's because the spring, the summer, and the fall, there's tons to do, and especially when you have the Great Lakes, there's always a good time, whether
Paul,
it's fishing, outdoor activities.
I'm going to steal a Cake's term that he usually saves for doctors. What are your Michigan bona fides?
Yeah.
Well, so I grew up in Michigan. The only reason why I live in Leesburg is I'm here for work.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
If you could, would you move back to Michigan?
100%. I'm not up with how people are here.
You don't
they
like this
act
talk.
Like that? No, no. And let's be brutally honest. The Mid-Atlantic region are mostly like me. They're people who aren't from here who move here, but then they act like the snobs that live here.
Right. So, do you think eventually
is Cakes a snob?
Do you think eventually you're going to move back to Michigan?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
All right.
Especially retirement age. Yeah, get out of here and go back.
He's going
Paul,
back.
Are you calling Cakes a snob?
I think he is.
Yeah, 100%.
Man, I didn't know I was looking so coming off so snobby. All right, thank
well,
you, Paul.
Well, it's that you dismiss a state that you basically haven't visited, except for one time when you spent half the time in a casino.
I mean, half the time is a stretch. Probably had a long run at the poker table.
Well, let's put it this way. If we were there for two nights... he spent one of them at the casino.
I think the rake was outrageously high at the 1-2 game at Greektown. I don't know how long I stayed there, actually. Let's go to Pat. He's calling you Ashburn.
We're hitting
hard in Ashburn today.
Loudoun County, bro.
What's up, Pat? Pat, you're on the air. May have to try to reconnect with Pat.
He gone. Well, all right, so people love Michigan. Cakes is the only one who doesn't.
I guess so.
Let me see what the poll's doing.
You know what? All of you hypocrites, go move to Detroit in November and tell me how silly Michigan is. I just want reports.
Hey, Cakes, right, well, you're winning the poll, though. 71% say it's not silly.
Of course I'm winning the poll.
Mid-Atlantic snobbery right there.
Do you think Drab... is swaying all the masses out there with his pro-Michigan hype?
I don't know how
propaganda?
Many I don't know how many upper Midwest people are voting in our junkies poll.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm winning in runaway.
All I'm saying is it's not necessarily the dump that you make it sound to be.
You could have a case there.
It's possible.
I saw Shane Gillis the other day, some video where he said Ohio is the best state in the country by far. And he gave all these reasons why it was so silly.
I mean, my daughter is going with a friend from graduate school tonight, driving to Ohio to hang out with her in her hometown over the 4th of July weekend.
Nice.
And I said, having fun in Ohio.
Yeah. It's possible, Drab, that Cakes might be a tad bit closed-minded and uncultured.
Well, you know he is.
Well, maybe. He could. That is a distinct possibility.
But, I mean, it's one thing to go to a state in the middle of the winter when it's 10 degrees.
Yes,
and
true.
And the only time you're outside is when you're going from the cab to the hotel. And as opposed to just going there in the fall or the spring
when
the weather's nice and seeing other parts of it.
I just don't
know. You saw it at its worst.
Traverse City is actually, it was nice when I was there. Really
nice. I'm
sure
it's great. I just don't know if I'm going to be in these spots at these parts of the year where I'm going to be like, man, I've been really missing out on these Michigan summers on the lake.
No, but...
let's get an opposing viewpoint.
But you're also... the only places that you usually go in the summer...
Yes.
Are... well, there's only one place. You go to South Carolina.
I love it. I wish I was there right now, actually.
Yeah. You got to spread your wings a little bit.
Let's go to Christian.
He's not a wing spreader.
No. I keep my wings right here. Right close to the body. What's up, Christian? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, morning. I went out to Michigan years ago on a work trip to Detroit and Lansing, and I did not like it. I was out there 2 days. It was terrible. There was nothing to do. Detroit looked awful. The Capitol looked, I don't know, just run down and terrible. It was just nothing to do.
Right.
What are you?
When's the last time you heard somebody say, you know what, I can't wait to go to Lansing, Michigan? I can't wait. We're booking a trip to Lansing, Michigan.
Okay, but
I've never heard somebody say that.
When's the last time somebody from Michigan said, I can't wait to go to Olney, Maryland, or Rockville, or Bethesda?
I'm not overhyping where I live.
You put it number one.
Well, it's because I have a personal bias. I have Maryland pride, unlike you, for some reason.
But again,
I have Maryland pride, but I wouldn't put it as the top state in the country. Hey, I've visited other states.
And that guy who just called went there for 2 days. Yeah. He probably went in the wintertime.
Right.
And he
just
saw,
like I did.
And he just saw the hotel.
All right, let's go to Kevin. He moved from another state in the Midwest. Kevin, you're on with the Junks.
Guys, morning.
What's up?
I moved from Wisconsin 37 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I remember the time that it was, 25 below zero for 3 weeks.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Never move back.
Never.
I only go back for funerals and weddings.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. I mean, that's just another Midwest state. kind of close to Michigan.
If you're from Wisconsin or Michigan or Minnesota, I mean, of course it's going to be cold in the wintertime.
It's just part of the deal.
I've been to Madison twice. Great city.
Yeah.
I hear it's great. My buddy's kid, his daughter went to Wisconsin. She loved it.
Let's go to Bryce in Bethesda. Bryce, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, man.
What's up?
So my father actually grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, a place called Bloomfield Hills, very affluent area.
Yep, heard of that.
Bloomfield Hills Golf Course, Drig, you probably know that. So I was watching a documentary called The Killing of Hoffa, and lo and behold, about an hour and 5 minutes into the show, they showed a picture of a house. I was watching with my dad, and my dad literally jumped out of his seat and goes, "Oh my God." He goes, "That is the house that I was living in with my mother when I grew up." And we literally just hit the floor. As anyone knows, Jimmy Hoffa was last seen at the Red Fox Tavern, which was about a mile away from the house that my father grew up in. My grandmother passed away in the...
Is this a terrible story or is it just me?
Keep going.
He's just going to... Do you side on the side of silly or Michigan's not silly?
Beautiful, but silly. I've been there, and it's just riffraff all over the place. No. So.
He doesn't really know the difference.
Yeah, he's all over the place, my friend.
We'll bury that call at Hoffa.
Bury that call in the Giants end zone, please. Never try to dig it up, ever. All right, we're the Junks on an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067. Coming up later in the show, Dave Neal and Travis Garrison, former Terps hoopsters and part of Maryland's TBT team Shell Shock, are going to join us in studio. It's coming up at 9:20 here on The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.